Harper Audio presents Death in the Clouds by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
Chapter 1. Paris to Croydon. The September sun beat down hotly on the Bourget aerodrome as the passengers crossed the ground and climbed into the airliner Prometheus, due to depart for Croydon in a few minutes' time. Jane Grey was among the last to enter and take her seat, number 16. Some of the passengers had already passed on through the centre door, past the tiny pantry kitchen and the two toilets to the front car. Most people were already seated. On the opposite side of the gangway, there was a good deal of chatter, a rather shrill, high-pitched woman's voice dominating it. Jane's lips twisted slightly. She knew that particular type of voice so well.
"My dear, it's extraordinary. No idea. Where? Where do you say? Joie Pain? Oh, yes. No, Lepine. Yes, just the same old crowd. Oh, but of course let's sit together. Oh, can't we? Who? Oh, I see."
And then a man's voice, foreign, polite.
"With the greatest of pleasure, madame."
Jane stole a glance out of the corner of her eye. A little elderly man with large moustaches and an egg-shaped head was politely moving himself and his belongings from the seat corresponding to Jane's on the opposite side of the gangway. Jane turned her head slightly and got a view of the two women whose unexpected meeting had occasioned this polite action on the stranger's part. The mention of Lepine had stimulated her curiosity, for Jane also had been at Lepine. She remembered one of the women perfectly, remembered how she had seen her last at the baccarat table, her little hands clenching and unclenching themselves, her delicately made-up Dresden china face flushing.